With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As he continues to move closer to the GOP nomination, Donald Trump says the Supreme Court opinion Monday restoring his 2024 presidential primary is a big win for America. And he also thanked the court.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
In the meantime, Donald Trump winning the North Dakota caucuses after party members gathered at a dozen sites throughout the state. He finished first in voting done Monday night at 12 caucus sites ahead of Nikki Haley, her only win thus far, the District of Columbia, on Sunday. Also at SRNNews.com, a guilty plea from a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman charged with leaking classified military documents.
Appearing in Boston's federal court, 22-year-old Jack Teixeira admitted to leaking highly classified military documents about Ukraine and other national security secrets while he worked at the Air Force Intelligence Wing at the Otis Air Base in Massachusetts. Prosecutors are calling for a 17-year prison sentence for the willful retention and transmission of national defense operations. Teixeira's attorney describes him as just being a kid and says he is remorseful. That leak raised alarm over America's ability to protect its military secrets. I'm Jackie Quinn.
State of Texas plans to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally and order them to leave, headed to the Supreme Court now. That in a legal showdown over Uncle Sam's authority when it comes to the fact or the matter of immigration. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but free speech is in trouble.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that about 70% of Americans think that the country is on the wrong track when it comes to the right for an individual to say whatever he wants. But perhaps even more alarming is the fact that the survey also reveals that roughly 40% of respondents say someone who believes something they find offensive should not be allowed to teach at a local school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a new law in Utah, faith leaders who learn about ongoing child abuse from a perpetrator during a religious confession will be able to alert police without fear of legal ramifications. New measure extends to clergy members of the same legal protections that exist for mandatory reporters of child abuse and neglect as well throughout the secular world. This is SRN News. In the latest round of violence in Haiti, heavily armed gangs this time tried to seize control of the main international airport. That in exchange of gunfire with police and soldiers trying to repel them.
The airport was closed when the attack occurred, with no planes operating and no passengers on site. Associated Press journalists saw an armored truck on the tarmac shooting at gangs to try and prevent them from entering the airport grounds. Scores of employees and other workers fled from whizzing bullets. The attack occurred just hours after authorities ordered a nighttime curfew following an explosion of violence in which armed gang members overran the two biggest prisons and freed thousands of inmates over the weekend. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And more details at SRNNews.com.